Welcome to I Take Bravos Very Seriously, and we have a very special bonus edition today because I have my first guest, and not just my first guest, but probably the most amazing guest I'll ever have. If you could consider anyone like the Queen Mother, that is who I would consider this woman. It's Terry Maloney. Welcome to I Take Bravo Very Seriously, Terry.
Oh my gosh, thank you. I appreciate that so much, but I don't know if I'm a queen mom, but
Just take it, just accept it. Well, we're here for you. And one of the
thank you.
reasons I wanted to have you on is because you've always done such a great job of being a part of a situation and seeing it for what it is without getting too involved and creating a mess. And I just really love that about you. I love how you can really support your daughter in these situations without getting yourself too messy and too involved. And that's what I really love about you. And some of the other Bravo moms as well, but that's definitely why I wanted to have you on today, because you've just been such a good support system to Katie that we've seen on the show. And I just want to hear more about you, know more about your life, and I'm sure the listeners would as well. But that
Oh.
being said, you and I have actually been trying to connect for a little while, and you've just been so busy. So why don't you tell us what's been going on? You've had so much going on the last few months.
Well, I'm a real estate agent, and for me, the market just really picked up. So in my personal life, that's what I've been really very busy about. Extremely busy, which is good.
Right.
Yeah. So real estate has its ups and downs. When you get busy, it comes to you all at once, and then you'll have a little bit of lull, and you take advantage of that lull. But as far as meeting and connecting, that's kind of where I've been at, you know.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
you were moving as well, right?
I moved. My mom's had some health issues. There's
Okay.
just a lot of things, you know, personally behind the scenes that just emotionally and all of that has been up and down.
Sure. You are crackling a little bit. Is there anything on your end? Do you hear that?
I have had problems with my headphones.
Okay.
Is it any better now? Maybe if I stop moving around so much. Better?
Not really. That's okay. We'll just
I'm
do our best.
sorry.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I want to know a little bit about where you grew up. Can you tell us? Was it actually in Utah? Because I know that Katie grew up there, but is that where you were from?
No, I grew up in
Oh.
Southern California, and
Oh.
I was 26 years old. I was on a ski trip to Utah, Park City, Utah, and I actually met the man who became my husband, my children's father, Katie's dad. And so when I was 27, I moved there. Actually, when I was 26, I moved there, and then a year later, got married there.
Wow,
So
okay,
that's
very
how I
cool.
ended up in Utah, but I grew up in Southern California.
And how would you say, your perception of Utah is in terms of, I don't know if you watch The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, but how they sort of portray the elite in Utah, would you say that's realistic?
And maybe now, but not back then. As
Not
a
back
matter of
then.
fact, I do love Housewives of Salt Lake City. I cracked up when it first came on the show. I thought, oh my
Really?
gosh, where did these women come from? Because that's not how we act or dress. I don't mean act, but it was quite elaborate.
Right.
Park City's changed many, many, so much over the years, but now it's being portrayed more so. I think it was a little bit over the top when it first came on the air.
Okay. And that's
Yeah.
definitely something that which of the housewives said, one of them had mentioned, definitely about the attire, because it's such a conservative state, right? So the
Very
attire,
conservative.
right? So the definitely their attire would be very out of the norm, would you
And
say?
Park City is the exception to the rule as far as Utah in general. Park City, you know, it has people from all over the country that originated and came there, and many, many Utahns as well. But if anything, you can be in Park City and see the tourists dress like that. But on the norm, no, it
Yeah.
wasn't represented for real.
Interesting. All right. Well, Katie had mentioned in last season 10, that she worked at a restaurant with you, and that's something we hadn't known much about before. Can you tell us about that? Like, what was the name of the restaurant? Where was it? What kind of food? I don't think we know anything about it.
Oh my gosh, it's very popular. It's Baja Cantina. It's a Mexican restaurant, and it sits right at the base of the Park City Mountain Resort. It's called something else now, but and very, very popular. I was there for 25 years and started off there just part-time. My kids were babies, and I just wanted a part-time job, and then worked into general manager and partner of the restaurant. All my kids worked there with me.
Oh.
It was wonderful. It was wonderful just seeing them grow, work, Their friends worked there. It was pretty much a family business.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was wonderful, a wonderful experience.
And how long did you do that for?
I was there for 25 years.
Wow.
Once I left Utah, I remained my partnership. I sort of became a silent partner because I wasn't as involved. And then right before the pandemic, I sold out of my partnership. Hindsight, looking back, it's like, wow, that was a wonderful choice, decision I made.
Yeah.
So it was, no, it's where my whole heart and soul, besides my family, it's my heart. I put my whole heart and soul into that restaurant.
I love that. And I love that it was a family job too, because then it wasn't just a job. It was almost like your whole family, your whole life was there, you know? So it's sort of a
Right.
combination. I love that. I love that. And then when did you get into real estate and how did you sort of make that transition?
Well, when I left Utah, it was because my husband and I had separated, and I wasn't quite sure where I was going to end up. I just knew that I needed to get out of Utah for a while. It wasn't going to be a permanent thing. I didn't even know what I wanted to do. My parents live in Las Vegas. So my mom said, "Why don't you just come stay with us for a while and figure it out?" They introduced me to a friend, a realtor friend. And actually, I thought, well, if I end up staying here, I really am going to look for a restaurant, a GM position in a restaurant, because that's where my experience was. But
Right.
then I thought it was a conflict of interest because I still am partners in a restaurant in Utah. How could I go to work for another restaurant? So when I met this friend of my parents, he said, "You'd be really good as a real estate agent." And he took me into this office to meet the other staff. And anyway, long story short, I sort of fell into it. It's
Oh.
something that I always thought I would want to do, but it's a lot of work. And I fell into it at a time in my life where a lot of changes were taking place, but it's one of the best career decisions that I could have ever made.
Wow. And what do you love most about it? Like, what's your favorite part?
My favorite part, I think, would be, gosh, helping people with fulfilling their dreams. Buying a house is like a huge decision in your life, but
Right.
buying and selling both. But I really enjoy working with first-time home buyers. I work with all types of buyers and sellers, but turning over the key to the first time for somebody's new home, I just love that. I love that I can work remotely. I can take my work and work anywhere. And as far as my buyers being here, I have people that can fill in for me.
Okay.
So I never leave a buyer stranded. So I love it. I love it a lot. I
That's
wish I
so
would have
great.
started it a long time ago.
You know what? Sometimes we find our passions later in life, myself included. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. Nobody says you have to find your forever job when you're 19, 20 years old. You know, why not when you're later on in life? Why
No,
not?
that's true. But I'm grateful that I have it now
Of
because I can
course.
see myself doing this for many, many years, even
That
though
is
I'm
so
getting
great.
older in life.
You've got many years ahead of you, don't you worry. No, that's so great.
I
That's so great to hear. I love that you found your passion. That's amazing. Well, for Katie, what did she want to be when she grew up? Obviously, she worked in the restaurant, but is that something she saw herself doing, or did she always see herself doing something in the entertainment
Oh,
industry?
yeah. No, I had hoped that one of my kids, especially Katie, would stay in the restaurant business because she was just so good at everything. She really could work in every aspect of the restaurant, and I saw her working into a managerial position, and so on. But no, that none of my kids wanted to do that. Actually, when she was young growing up, she really could see herself with some type of acting career.
Okay.
She was always involved in like youth theater camps and plays and auditioning as a young girl. I took her on many auditions for commercials and that kind of stuff. So I think that's where her heart was leading her. As she got a little bit older, that changed, and she wanted to get more in the music side of things. But as a young girl, I think it was just all about acting.
Yeah. And when she decided to move to LA to pursue her passion, what was that like for you as her mom? Was that exciting? Was that scary? What was that for you?
All those things, yes. And especially the thing is you always want to keep your kids at home. You want them to be close to you know, but
Right.
Utah, where we lived in Utah, it was a bit of a cocoon. And it just, I was happy to see that she was going to be expo have more exposure to other things in life, other culture and arts, just stuff. And LA can be a very intimidating place to move to. So I was excited for her, you know, but at the same time, I didn't want to see my baby girl leave home.
For sure. So, correct me if I'm mistaken, but I believe one of your sons, Rocky, if I'm not mistaken, works for Nikki Bella or used to work for Nikki Bella. Is that right?
It's actually Joey,
Joey,
Katie's older brother, works for WWE. So he never worked for the Bella Twins, but he's good friends with them both. Yes.
Okay, I think I saw him in an episode, maybe like loading
Yes.
some gear.
He was in the reality show. I forget what it was called, but yeah, that was
Total
fun.
Bellas. Total Bellas was
Total
the name of
Bellas,
it,
yeah.
right? So what's that like for you to have two kids in the entertainment industry?
You know, I just love that my kids enjoy what they're doing. That's the most important thing in life is just find where your passion is and go for it. It's exciting, but it takes them away from me a little bit, you know. But I mean, that's every person that's,
Totally.
yeah.
Do you remember the first time you realized Katie was famous? Was there like a moment where you were stopped on the street with her or something like that, and you're like, oh, my daughter's famous?
Yeah, I do. We were out to lunch one day, and actually, we were at Villa Blanca, and we sat there and had lunch. And then once we were done, there was this family, a table sitting next to us, and they waited until we were done eating, but they came over and asked if they could have pictures with Katie. And one by one, they each took a turn and everything. And I thought, wow, that this is to me, it was just my daughter, but to them, it was a star, you know. And it was like that for a couple of years. I never really looked at it that way. Just,
That's
it's
just my
kind of
kid.
yeah, to me, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm very proud of her and everything that she's done, but yeah, to me, it was just my daughter. Still is. Still is.
Obviously. Well, on Vanderpump Rules, Katie has spoken a little bit about the accident that she had in 2009, and we've never really sort of heard about it from your perspective. But I was just wondering if you would feel comfortable talking about that and what that was like for you.
You know, it's every parent's nightmare. It's the worst call that you could ever get. And yeah, I do. I remember every minute of it. It was very difficult, especially getting to the trauma unit, where she was in, because at that point I had no idea what her injuries were. She was just hooked up to everything. It was just a very hard and emotional time, and I was thankful that I had supportive business partners that can understand. So I could just take my focus and totally put it on Katie and spend all that time with her. I moved in with her. Once she was released from the hospital, she had to have 24/7 monitoring in case she had any kind of seizure or anything because of the brain injury. All of that was just very frightful from one day to the next, and going into surgery and coming out and redoing surgery. We ended up in Las Vegas because the surgeon that was supposed to do the surgery canceled on her at the last minute. I
Oh
couldn't
my.
believe it,
Wow.
for insurance purposes. And it was right before Thanksgiving, and we couldn't find, we had friends and family and everybody making calls. So again, my mom's realtor friend stepped in and said, I've got a great person. They actually waited for us to make the drive from LA to Las Vegas
Wow.
after closing hours. And just so we ended up working with those doctors and living at my parents' home for, I want to say, a couple of months while Katie went through the healing process and more surgeries and all of that. So it was a difficult time, but you know, it just yeah, it's still hard sometimes
Of
to think
course.
back on it.
I had no idea there was multiple surgeries or that, you know, that you were there with her. I actually wasn't even aware that it was in LA, so it must have been so crazy for you to get a call and have to get on a plane and get to her, right? And have to wait until you get off the plane and finally be able to make your way to her. And you know, I didn't know you were so involved in her healing process. So again, you know, you're such an amazing mom, Terry, for you to just, you know, pick up your life and just be there for your daughter. And I really, really commend you for that.
Well, it's a mama bear, and I think in all of us moms, I don't think there's a mom out there that wouldn't do the same thing. Seriously, you just put everything aside, and your kids are, the most important thing in your life. So I was very fortunate that I was able to be there with her through all of it, up until, she left to go back to California, and then I left and went back to Utah. I wasn't living in Las Vegas at the time. We just ended up at my parents' because this is where the treatment was all being taken care of. Yeah, she had to have not only, the brain injury monitored, but she also had her jaw wired shut. And 3 weeks, I think it was, of feeding her through straws. And then she had to have dental surgery to have implants put back in for the teeth that were missing. It was quite a severe injury.
That is the most terrifying thing I've ever heard of, and thank God she's okay today. I
I
mean, yeah,
know. I thank
right?
God every day. Yes, I do.
It's moments like that, right? Can you talk to us a little bit about Tom Schwartz? And I guess, what was your perception of him during their relationship? So that 12 years they were together when things were good. Who was he to you? What did he mean to you? Did you like him?
From the moment I met Tommy, I really, really liked him. He's a true sweetheart. He's very caring, giving. And then over the years, of course, we became very, very close. He was like one of my sons, and my whole family took him in. Everybody that met him, so it was really hard when we lost him. It was like losing a family member. My perception of him is that he was always good to Katie, and they had a great relationship. I know it shows differently on TV. I think all marriages have their hardships, relationships. You go through the ins and outs, and it was difficult to watch. And now I look back at it with different eyes. I see it all differently. It was forgiving to me watching their relationship on TV, because in person, when I spent a lot of time with them, and in person they were in love. I mean, they had a very intimate and caring nature about both of them. It just, when you see the fights and stuff on TV, it was like, but what was, I never, ever, ever, and you can ask Katie this, interfered in the relationship at all. When I would see them, it would be 6 months after, sometimes a year afterwards, and I never, ever questioned or interfered or anything until the very end. So I don't know if I kind of went all over the place with that question that you asked me. I'm sorry.
It's a tough one, and I guess you did mention looking back, it's a little different. So I guess looking back on season 10, once they had separated and divorced, is there anything you saw looking back that maybe you didn't like?
Oh my gosh, I saw it so differently. Yes, I really did. And the things that made me angry at the time that I saw them, like I said, I could forgive them because I would see them in person and spend time with them, and it was completely different, So who am I to say, oh, well, remember the way Tommy talked to you back then? Why stir all that up again? But looking back now, it always bothered me the way he spoke to her, the names that he called her. And of course, I know that there was two sides to it, her as well. I'm not putting all the blame on Tommy, but as a mom, yeah, of course, it was very difficult, especially to see her husband. I'll never forget the one time was they were having dinner. It was Stassi's birthday, and I believe they were in Mexico. And they were sitting at a table together, and he kept calling her a moron and to shut up. And he kept referring to her as a moron, and it just broke my heart so much because she tried to hold it together because she didn't want to ruin the moment for Stassi, because she was already warned by
Right, I
Stassi.
remember. Yes.
And I just and that just broke my heart so much. There are certain, and yes, I do look back and with a whole different perspective of things now. I'd be lying if I said I didn't.
No, I understand. And when it comes to that one rule that Katie gave him just to maintain a friendship with him and said, please don't date anyone in the friend group, why do you feel like he just couldn't adhere to that? Like, in your opinion, having known him?
Well, that was the one time and the only time I did interfere.
As you
And I
should.
asked him, well, because it was the middle of the night and they were in Mexico filming, and for my daughter to reach out to me in the middle of the night,
She did.
again, it was like, oh no, I'm getting one of those calls. What's wrong? I mean, she was so terribly hurt, so upset. Because at that time, they were just barely going through a separation. They weren't divorced. They had just barely parted from each other. And I told Katie, I said, I've never ever wanted to say anything to Tommy right now. I need to have words with him. And she pretty much gave me permission to, because like I said, I've never come between either one of them, but I did. I reached out to him in the middle of the night and said, what the hell? And basically he blamed it on production.
Oh.
So that was his reasoning for breaking the one rule. I can't speak for anything other than that's what he told me. But in my experience with filming or being there when they're filming, productions never, and this is just me speaking from my own observations and my own involvement, production has never made me do anything or say anything. They've never told me what to say or made me do anything that I wasn't comfortable with. Now, maybe it's different with the cast. I know they're trying to make a show. So, of course, it would be. But to me, I just thought he gave in to peer pressure. He had all of his castmates there rooting him on, wanting to see it. Probably alcohol mixed in with that. It just broke my heart.
Of
That broke my
course.
heart because that changed everything, you know.
To me, it really did not seem like he understood what she was trying to say, which doesn't really matter because at the end of the day, she asked him to do something, he agreed to it, doesn't really matter. But he seems, especially, or the men in the group seem to not have that sort of divide or that sort of boundary when it comes to relationships. Like I could, I think even Schwartz had said if Katie were to go on to date Sandoval, that would be fine with him. And okay, but most people wouldn't be. Most people would have an issue with you dating their closest friend or being. So I think because for them, Sandoval and Schwartz being the type of people who would be okay with it for some reason, I think that's why they can't understand it, maybe. That's just sort of what I thought.
I think he understands it
You
perfectly
do?
well.
Okay.
I do. Yes. And that's been the hurtful part of it. It's
Okay.
hard for
Yeah.
I'm only speaking on my nothing that Katie's said or Tommy said or anybody. This is just my own impressions and my own
Yeah.
feelings. And believe me, it took a long time for me to sort it all out. How could he do this? How could he hurt her so much? And I don't know if he even, this is what I will say one thing. I don't think he realized how much it would hurt her.
Right.
Because he does have a kind heart. He does care about her in that way. So it's just, it just the whole thing just blew my mind at the time. It was very difficult. There were so many emotions involved when you go through a breakup, right? But then to have to go through it publicly and have so many opinions. And I think it was very hard for Katie too because she felt so unsupported. She felt like Tommy was getting more support than her from the friend group, and that was difficult, and for me as a mom, that was hard to see too. So again, I think I take your question and over elaborate, so I
No,
apologize.
I appreciate that so much. And I guess you sort of led into it a bit, but I guess you really gave the impression like the divorce was very hard on you. And why do you think that was? Is it because it was so hurtful for Katie, or is it because you saw all these hurtful things after the fact and you just felt like you didn't know who he was?
Well, at the time, it's because Katie loved Tommy so very much. They bought a home together and were planning a life there, wanting to raise children. I remember Katie being so excited because she said it's in one of the best school districts, and so they were planning a future. And anytime your child, don't mean to refer to her as a child,
She's
anyone of
always
your,
your child. It's
right,
okay.
thank you, yes. Are hurting so badly, it hurts you just as bad. So it was extremely difficult because I knew she wanted it to make, but she finally make the marriage work. But she finally reached a point where she realized it just wasn't, and it was so difficult for her to come to that choice in her
Right.
life.
Right.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, I don't know if you're aware. I'm sure you are. Rachel Levis has started a podcast called Rachel Goes Rogue. And she was questioned about the way that she treated Katie and you. So I'm actually just going to read you a quick quote of something that she said on her podcast, and I just want your opinion on it. So this is from episode 4, and she, like I said, she was specifically asked whether she regrets the way that she treated you and Katie. And she said, "I have reflected on that, and I do regret a lot of how I behaved towards Katie. I realize now that was going through her own heartbreak and her own pain, and going through a divorce is not something that anybody wants to go through. And seeing your ex with somebody else is devastating. And so I played a part in being the offender, and I think to me, it didn't seem real. I lacked empathy for the position I was putting her in and the emotions that were coming up for her. And I really regret a lot of how I behaved in those situations." So, how does that make you feel?
Well, I'm glad that she's realized that, but that's a lot of words without any action. I don't believe she's ever reached out to Katie and apologized, or me as well. Not that I would ex expect it. It would be wonderful because I don't think she, I don't know. She was told so many times. So to say she didn't realize it at the time, I don't know what else. I sat right there next to her and told her, in kind words to literally butt out. I was more tactful. And then how it was hurting Katie so very much and hurting me at the same time. I sat right next to her and cried, because it was hurting me so much. And not just to make it all about me, but the whole family was torn up about it. So there was so many emotions involved. Every direction, but you don't see all that on a show. You don't see the behind the scenes of what's going on. There's so much that is of the story that's not being told, you know.
Well, it's interesting that you had mentioned that Schwartz told you that it was production, with regards to the kiss, because that is actually something Rachel also said on her podcast, and I wanted your opinion on that as well. So now that both of them have said that, not to defend it, obviously, but what does that make you think now that both of them have said production, I guess, made them?
I'm sure production encouraged it. I wasn't there. Again, I don't think anybody should do anything that they're not comfortable with doing. I think they both got caught up in the moment, and one thing had led to another. Yeah, that's hard for me to speak on because
Yeah, sure.
I don't know what goes on between their side of production and excuse me, I have a little bit of a cold, so
Hey,
allergies.
no problem.
I don't know. I can't. Well, I can tell you that now, looking back on it and knowing the truth, that actually Tommy knew the whole time that him and Ray, or Rachel and Sandoval were having something going on. It's harder for me to understand now. It's like, wait a second. So you knew that something was already going on with them at the time you were being so-called forced to have this kiss. It just doesn't make sense to me. It as and I'm just speaking from a mom's point of view. I'm not speaking from anything that anybody else has told me. This comes from me. Yeah.
I think it comes from everyone. I feel like there's still a lot of questions we all have that we may never get, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, in season 10, we definitely saw you supporting Katie and Ariana with something about her. And I swear I heard you say something in their tasting where you said something like, "You worked for me in the restaurant for all these years, and now I'm going to be working for you." And then we never heard anything else about it. Did I make that up? Did you say that? Are you going to be working at something about her? Do you have a role there? Tell us about it.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I remember saying how it's become full circle. When you were younger, for many, many years, you worked for me, and now I'm going to be working for you. I'm going to be helping out in, any way I can. They have their own team of people now that I think are going to do an excellent job. And I think first going into it for Katie and Ariana, it was like, ooh, where do we start? Where do we begin? They started working with consultants because I've never opened a restaurant from ground up. I came into the business that was already established. But with my experience, I was willing to come in and still am wherever I'm needed, especially when they first open. I want to be there, one, to share in the excitement of the experience, but also to just help out as any way they need me.
That's awesome. And actually, I don't know if you can see, the audience can't, but I am wearing a Something About Her sweatshirt
Oh, thank you. I
and
appreciate your
t-shirt underneath.
support.
I bought quite a bit of merch. I'm always happy to support. So I did hear that there was a scene that was cut in season 10. It was that season finale, or what was supposed to be the season finale, right after the tasting at Something About Her, where Tom is getting into a fight with Katie and Rachel, and you were trying to support her, and I heard that a part of it was cut out where Tom was actually yelling at you and your son had to step in. Would you be able to tell us a bit about that cut scene?
Well, first of all, I'm really glad it wasn't shown because it was
Oh.
really, really difficult and extremely emotional and shocking to
Oh.
me to have somebody like that in my face. And yet he was so angry at me and telling me that it was none of my business and I should just butt out and I had no right interfering. And it was like, this is my daughter, you know. My son was actually, I knew he was there for the event. I didn't realize he was so close. And when he stepped in between us, it was like, oh, my knight in shining armor. I love my son. I'll tell you what, my son's support and protect their sister so very much and me as well. But anyway, he basically stepped in and told Sandoval to quit being so disrespectful towards me and step back out. But then Sandoval got, when I say got back in my face, he was like just leaning forward with like the veins popped out of his neck. Just I'm to this day I still like I can't believe it happened.
Wow.
But anyway, it was very upsetting. And again, so emotional. And to show you again, production doesn't make you do anything that you don't want to do. I was supposed to film with Katie the next morning, and they came over to the house, and my eyes were so swollen from crying, and I was still upset that I said, I can't do this. I can't discuss this anymore. And
Right.
they said that was fine. They didn't
Okay.
make me sit down. So,
That's
yeah.
interesting to hear because we do hear a lot from different shows on both ends. They made me, they didn't make, nobody makes you. They made me, they didn't. So it's, especially with the drinking, we've been hearing that a lot in different lawsuits about like production making people drink. And Vanderpump has been pretty clear on that never being an issue. I mean, Lala, someone who has been sober for many, many years on the show. So it is interesting to hear people talk about production making them do things as opposed to taking accountability.
Well, and I'm just speaking from my experience. I don't know what happens
Sure.
when I'm not there, but I don't think, as far as drinking, I don't think anybody's ever forced to drink. It's there. I mean, I partook when I was filming, yeah, but nobody made me, of course. I'm not a cast member, and again, my involvement being there was just to be supportive to my daughter.
Right.
She was introducing her sandwich shop, and I'm just very fortunate to want my daughter or have my daughter want me to be there, you know, and of course I'm not going to go because you're filming a show. So that's my part in it. It's
Yeah.
not to be part of the cast or
Right.
try to get my way on the show,
Well, will you be making any appearances in season 11?
No, I'm not
No.
in not,
Okay.
mm-mm.
Thought we would see you in last episode because there was a tasting, but I guess not.
What's that? I'm
There was a
sorry.
Something About Her tasting in the last episode, so I thought maybe we'd see you at that one, but I guess not.
No, mm-mm.
That's all right. So I want to ask you a little bit about Lala. You may have heard she recently has been doing a lot of media, and she went on her Instagram story, and when she was questioned about her relationship with Katie or if there was an issue between her and Katie, she said, "I'm sure if I go back to being miserable, we'll get real thick again. Contemplated not posting this because I love her mom. Sorry, Tare." What are your thoughts on that? Like her bringing your name into it, or just having this public sort of battle with Katie?
Well, I was very surprised and a little bit shocked to not only see what she said about Katie, but to see that I was included in that comment because it was like she knew she was going to say something very, very hurtful, extremely out of line, in my opinion, to the point that not only was it going to hurt Katie, but it was going to hurt me as well.
Right.
And then she went ahead and posted it anyway. And I just, that's just not the Lala I know to do something like that. I still don't understand it. You know, it's unfortunate when there's so much negativity and hateful things said to the cast indirectly. I mean, on social media, just the hate is just Unbearable but sometimes. I try to stay out of the comment section. And for the cast to have to put up with that. But then when you have a really close friend, one of your best friends,
Right.
do it very publicly as well, it was like, I don't know. That just is not the Lala I know. Lala is, we've always had a good relationship. Her and Katie have too. I mean, they've had their ups and downs. And a lot of it, I think, stems from different things that happen on the show and in their lives, but that's their story. But I've spent a lot of time with Lala and her mom. When I go to California, I always love seeing them. Her and her mom. Her mom has and myself have become friends, and so it's just not the Lala that I know. I that's all I've got to say.
Yeah. I mean, I have noticed her sort of make these little comments throughout the season, like, we don't fit into each other's lives the same way anymore. And I'm just wondering, I mean, this maybe isn't even a question for you. It's maybe just something I'm sort of thinking about, where over time, for some reason, slowly until now, she has started to break away from Katie for whatever reason. Maybe their lives are going in different directions, even though I don't really see that. Their lives have pretty much maintained the same for the past few years. So I don't really know in what direction she's going, but it does sort of seem like, especially with the reunion and some of the media that she's been doing, she's fine to sort of dismiss the cast and not speak with them again and to lose those friendships. And it's surprising to me. It would be something I would be scared of, to just lose my entire friend group and what would happen then. But she seems very certain of it. And that's just not the person typically.
No, and again, these are just my thoughts, my opinions. This is nothing that Katie shared with me. It's been a very difficult season for me, and I think I did share this with Katie, as a matter of fact, because of the things that are being said in confessionals and behind each other's back, so to speak. I don't understand it, and what's really difficult is the direction that the show has taken is hard. Coming from a mom, because this was a real good group of friends from the very beginning, close, fun, it's like they're all kind of just going against each other. To me, that's what I'm seeing. It's been very hard to watch, and I don't understand it, and I'm sorry for it, and I have no idea what's going on. I don't know that Katie's certain either in regards to everything that's being said. Maybe it'll change. I know that the last couple of episodes were more enjoyable to watch, even though there are certain things that were being revealed and exposed. Yeah, it's been a difficult season, a lot of frustration, and I think a lot of I hope. Well, I don't want to speak too much on it, but yeah,
Well,
I
I mean,
understand what you're saying, and yes, it does affect. This is our personal life as well, so yeah.
knowing Lala like you do you think that there's the possibility of them reconciling? I mean, they've gotten in fights before, like you've said. I don't know if it's ever been like this before, but I mean, is that something you hope for? Is that something that you see as a possibility that they could get back to where they were, to that close friendship that they had?
Well, of course I do, yes, because they did have a very, very strong friendship, and possibly still do. Like I said, I don't know what's going on. I know they both can hold a grudge for a while. I know they're both the same in the words they speak and the way they speak them, but I know they both have a loving heart too, and both. And I've seen this in Katie. She has a very forgiving heart. She seems real hard on the outside, and she is, because she has strong boundaries, and she's very strong in her opinions. But then that doesn't mean she's so hard to not listening. So yeah, I hope they both can. I don't know if they both want that. Like I said, I don't know where this friendship is going or why it's going the way it is. But I do know that they had a special friendship, and I hope they still do. And I hope they can get past it and forgive each other. I love Lala. Like I said, I love the friendship that they had and the friendship that was developing with me and her mom as well. I love that. So, yeah, I hope that for them both, very much so.
Same. I guess I want to ask you a little bit about, even though you're not filming this season, you're not a part of it, I guess your just personal opinion as someone watching on the whole, on this season and how it's just sort of different and a little disjointed in this whole, I guess, concept of staying loyal to Ariana or filming with Tom and how those are very separate things. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm glad you asked me my opinion on how I'm viewing it, because sometimes I like to just step back
Yeah.
and keep the personal feelings out of it, but that's very, very hard too
I
at
bet.
times. I would have hoped, in my opinion, and what I'm seeing and how the show is being portrayed, I would have had hoped, well, I mean, I still had wished, I guess, would be better, that they had shown both sides. What Sandoval was going through and what Ariana was going through, and then their friendships, their friends on both sides of it. You know, why Katie is taking a hard stand with Ariana and why Lala is taking a hard stand with Sandoval. I think there's a lot being left out of it. The women on this show, my daughter, Ariana, Lala, Itchina, you know, all of them, they have been through so much together, and they're coming out of it, I think, as stronger women. I see a lot of growth in all of them and not so much in the men. So I would have hoped that they would have at least leaned, when I say they, the production side of it, leaned towards showing that part a little bit more on an even, instead of just the whole focus being on Sandoval and his whole redemption arc, you know.
Exactly. That's what this has been, a Sandoval redemption arc.
It most definitely, and I don't say that with to be unkind towards anybody, especially Sandoval, even though everything he's done, I don't mean that to be sounding hateful in any way, but just show the whole story, you know? And I think that that's what's lacking, and I think that's what's turning the friendships, tearing them apart, I should say. Yeah.
I totally agree, and I feel like, you know, Scandoval initially really brought those girls together. I mean, Katie and Sheena may have not have ever rekindled their friendship if not for it. And now it really seems like maybe that is what's tearing them apart. I mean, neither of us were at the reunion, but I feel like Lala's willingness, I guess, to forgive him and start to build a whole new friendship with him might be causing that sort of rift. But again, we don't know, or maybe you do. I don't really know. But you know, it definitely, what seemed sad to me was how, on one end, it really seemed to have brought everyone together in this really great way, and now it seems to be tearing everyone apart. And that's just really unfortunate because, like you said, so many of these friendships are so long-standing.
And that's my feeling as well. Like I said, what I'm sharing with you comes from my true inner feeling, as a parent, and not what's being said, discussed, or everybody has a right to their own choices that they make in life. I'm getting confused on the question again. I'm so sorry, because I'm trying to be careful with
No
my
worries.
words.
I think I was just talking. But we can move on totally. I was actually curious who you've become closest with on the cast or who you've gotten to know the best. Like, is there someone who maybe you would consider like a second daughter or like, you know, someone that you would travel with your family? Is there someone that's sort of close to you on the cast like that you've gotten to know over the years?
Really close to all the girls. Now,
Okay.
Stassi and Kristen, I've known the longest because, you know, they were all friends before the show was even in existence.
Right.
We've taken mother-daughter trips. Excuse me. I've spent a lot of time with the girls. And we've gotten together, you know, girls, moms, friends, friend parties, all of that. I wouldn't say I'm closer. Well, I am closer to some of them, yes, but as a second daughter, Kristen has shown me a lot of love throughout the years, as has Stassi. Sheena reaches out from time to time and sends me little messages, which I think is sweet. Lala, like I said, I felt like we were getting very, very close. I've always, I've, oh, my daughter has such a good group of girlfriends on and off the show. And I love them all. I mean, they're great. They're always great to me. We have fun. I really have a close connection with Dana, who was on the show one time. We just really connected, in a lot of different ways. So I wouldn't say I like any of them better. Seriously, I love
Who's
them
your
all. And
favorite?
it hurts me so badly just to see when they get. I mean, it really affects me because forget the show. These are real true friends.
I mean, one thing we have seen amongst them is no matter how hard they go at each other, we have seen them all always come back together. So I'm hoping for it. Like you said, because they are real friendships. I hope that for them, not for the show, not for any sort of future of the show. But that is a question of mine, actually, from your perspective as, a viewer, not as someone who is related to any cast members. But do you feel like the show has had its run? Do you feel like it has a few more seasons in it? Like, what is your perception on the end of Vanderpump Rules?
Because this whole season has been such turmoil, and I know I forget how many more episodes. I think we're maybe a little bit. Yeah, I don't even know. I don't even know what other than what you guys have all seen in upcoming previews. That's what I've seen as well. When Katie and I speak, we don't always talk about every single thing that's happening on the show. Mainly the ones that truly affect us a little bit more emotionally is what we talk about. But I don't. If I, the way it's going, I don't see how it can end this season because it's from what I'm gathering in the upcoming episodes and previews, but not only that, just what's being said amongst the cast off the show. It sounds like there's still a lot of broken pieces, and I really think me personally, if I was a viewer, well, I am, but I mean, I would want to see them at least have another season to see where it goes from there. Do they break off? Do they do their separate things? They have so many really good, wonderful things going on in their lives that I wish could be shown. Their businesses that they're opening, their brands, their just all the fun things that they're doing in life. I think it would be, I've always wanted to see a show with the girls.
Yes, 100%.
And the bond that they have and the friendship, sort of like a, when I say Sex in the City, I mean just that kind of bond that cast had and the experiences and the fun and the romances and the businesses. I think that would be so much fun. And as a viewer, that's what I'd like to see as
It's
well.
something the Kardashians did, if you think about it, because I mean, the men in their lives left for separate reasons, but Lamar left, and then it just sort of became the Kardashians. It's just the women, right? And it was just about the women's lives and what they were going through. And there's been many people on social media who are, we want a Vanderpump Rules women's only. That is definitely something we are all here for. But again, hopefully these friendships can become rectified, and if not, we want to see what other amazing projects that they have going on. That's definitely something we're going to want to continue to see. But on that note, on, other projects, have you had a chance to check out The Valley at all with Kristen?
Have I watched the show, The Valley? Oh yeah, yes I
Do you
have.
like it?
It's entertaining. I mean, it's only two episodes in. I have a hard time with Jax. But I and I know Janet and her husband. Oh my gosh, they're wonderful people. Jason is just a real sweetheart, and so is Janet. And of course, I know Kristen and Luke. I met Luke recently when I was at Katie's last time. Met him in the hallway because they just live right down the hallway from each other. Of course, Jax and Brittany I've known for a long time, so it's fun. It's fun to, yeah. So we'll see where it goes, but yeah.
No, it's definitely an interesting show, and we'll see what happens with it.
I wish the best for them.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah.
And who knows what'll end up happening to the rest of the Vanderpump Rules cast, if they'll ever end up moving over. I'm not asking you about it, but it would be interesting, just to sort of see, because the show is supposed to be about now we're 40, now we're married, now we have kids, now what happens? And we do have a lot of people on Vanderpump Rules that are still friends with the people on the Valley and that are sort of in that same stage of life. So it's definitely something we could see in the future.
And I think that's a really interesting aspect too, is the fact that they're older and they're married and they have kids. Because people that have watched the show from the very beginning, I feel are very invested in seeing their growth and see. So that being said, with that show, I think there's a lot to see in it. And then on the other side of the aspect or the other side of the spectrum, when you've got the growth of the women. that are still single
Right.
and that are growing their businesses
Right.
and moving on. So I can see both shows doing very well. I'm not saying that there is another one. I have no idea, believe me. People think I
Just
have
keep
more
making more.
information. Yeah, people think I have more information than I do just simply because my daughter's on the show, but I really, really don't. And as a matter of fact, a lot of it I learn right along with the rest of you
Oh,
when I watch
really?
the show. And I was like, oh, wait a second.
Well,
Yes.
I do want to ask, like, since you have been a part of filming, has there been an episode or a time that you filmed or an event that you filmed that was particularly special or eventful for you that sort of holds a place in your heart?
Well, I know it's going to sound silly now, or but looking back on now, you know, Katie and Tommy are divorced, but the wedding, you know, it was a beautiful, beautiful time and a wonderful wedding, and that holds a special part in my heart, of course. I don't know. There's so I'm going through, you know, all the different seasons.
But that was a beautiful, beautiful day. And it's obviously always beautiful to go back and
Her
watch it. Just,
engagement, yeah.
yeah.
And I know they have to interject the drama because they're making a show, but it was a wonderful time
Yeah.
living it, living through it, and having part of having it part of it on TV. Yeah.
Right.
That's
So, do you watch any other Bravo shows? And like, what are your favorites
Oh,
besides
I
Bravo?
do.
What do you watch?
I'm Bravo through and
Oh,
through.
you
Well,
are.
I watch I like Summer House.
Good one.
I Southern Charm. I'm a housewife fanatic. I have been since the very beginning. My mom drew me in way, way, way back when Orange County first
Oh,
started.
really?
I've lost interest in some of them. I would say my favorites housewives would be Beverly Hills, Orange County, Salt Lake City. Those are about my three tops. New York, the new cast I'm getting into and I'm liking.
They are all coming back. I don't know if you heard that it's official.
Yes.
Jenna Lyons too. Everyone's coming back, so that'll be
I'm
interesting
so
to see.
glad too, because you know, first season we're just getting to know
Right.
the cast, you know, and I think they've got a very interesting cast. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
And what non-Bravo shows do you watch, if any?
Well, I really like Selling Sunset, buying Beverly Hills, those shows, just because of the real estate aspect of it and a little bit of a drama and not so much toxic drama. You know, everybody wants drama and all of that, but when it gets too toxic, it's hard to watch.
Totally.
If I settle down to watch a movie, I'm a Hallmark type person.
Okay.
I love documentaries. I really don't watch a lot of TV, not because have better things to do. It's just I'm busy during the day, and so when I settle down in the evening, it's something that is going to entertain me and fun. You know, and of course, I'm
Yeah.
going to always watch Vanderpump Rules because
Right.
my daughter's on
Of course.
it. You know?
Well, what would you say you would hope for Katie and her future?
Well, for one thing, right now I'm very, very happy to see where she's at in her life.
Okay,
Just her
great.
confidence, the strength, the growth that she's had is just, I admire her so much. Just, and I'm so proud of her. She's really taken everything that's happened to her throughout life and really have learned from it and put it in place. Of course, I've always tried to teach my kids from the time they're little, you know, use these things as stepping stones, grow, take what's been really good out of it, not what's really bad. Of course, you know what you're not going to put up with. I just want her to be happy to find what she wants. Of course, I'd love to see her married and have a family. That's every mom's dream
You
for
love
her other
grandkids.
kids. Yes, I do. And I want
Fair
more.
enough.
But I try not to put those kind of pressures on Katie at all. You know, life's taking her in a direction that I think has been really good for her. She's in a really happy place right now. And that's what I want to see for her.
Thank you so much, Terry. I really appreciate you joining us today on I Take Bravo very seriously. This has been a really, really special interview, and I really thank you for it.
Well, thank you for having me. It's so wonderful meeting you in person. And I thank you for all the support and all the kind words and love and everything. Like I said, it's hard to sit back and not say things at a time. But then again,
Right.
I don't want to overstep my
No, I
boundaries
totally understand. And that's
either.
why I appreciate you saying everything that you have today and just getting to know you better. That's all I really wanted, just to get the opportunity for everyone to get to know our Queen Mother, Terry Maloney.
Oh, thank you for your kind words again. I appreciate it.
All right, well, thank you so much, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You as well. Thank you, Dana.
Bye,
Bye-bye.
Terry. Okay, guys, that's it for this bonus episode of I Take Bravo Very Seriously with me, your host, Dana. You can listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also subscribe to my YouTube channel, I Take Bravo Very Seriously. You can also follow me on TikTok at The Bravo Investigator. You can follow me on Instagram at The Bravo Investigator and at I Take Bravo Very Seriously. And if you don't mind, leave me a 5-star rating. And until next time, keep taking Bravo very seriously.